forget my past. The rats don't run this city. We do.
Having a rat girl summer, okay?
So it looks like the NYC rats are not the only ones being feral this summer.
Millennials and Gen Z women are embracing a new trend called rat girl summer.
Characterized by shameless and carefree behavior, Senator Lola Okola popularized the trend.
We're having a rat girl summer, okay? We're scurrying around the streets, we're nibbling on our little snacks, and generally finding ourselves in places we have no business being in. Embrace the rodent energy.
Embrace the rodent energy!
Embrace the rodent energy.
Okay, so this is what TikTok is doing to your young girls' brains. The rat girl summer, nibbling, scurrying, and embracing rodent energy.
That's great. They're nibbling on their snacks. They're running all over town, getting exercise.
All right, so there are parts of this that are good, and there are parts of this that are maybe not so good.
That's probably true.
It is, of course, gaining traction on TikTok, whatever that means.
The movement has gained significant traction on TikTok, with millions of views and enthusiastic participants sharing their wild experiences. Rat Girl Summer promotes a sense of freedom and encourages individuals to follow their whims. No more Hot Girl Summer. I only know Rat Girl Summer.
No more Hot Girl Summer. Let's do Rat Girl Summer. All right. Yeah. So here's the original creator, I guess, Okola. O-K-O-L-A, who is a screenwriter. She coined the phrase at the beginning of June, so this is barely even a month old, this concept. Here are her four rules.
These are the rules for Rat Girl Summer. Number one, you have to go outside.
All right, that's good.
Let me say that again. You have to go outside.
Well, when it's under
100. You cannot scurry in bed. You cannot scurry on your couch. You need to leave your home. You have 2 days a week allotted for decaying. Do all your scrolling, do all your binge watching, do all your rotting in bed on those 2 days. If I find out that you're rotting in bed for more than 2 days a week, I will be forced to pull up and beat your ass. Actions have consequences. Number two.
She's going to find you because you're misrepresenting her rat girlness.
That's something else on TikTok. It's called bed rotting.
And bed
it's
rotting where you just,
I am known for
TV or scroll or
it's all
eat
Jared and I
whatever.
Do, and we're not working. We just, everything is.
Well, to be fair, you couch rot too. I mean, you decay in other places.
We don't have a couch because our cats you know, it's whatever. All but right, no, so we decay. I was like, oh, my girl.
So
but
to go outside, I mean, I would endorse that.
And I'm out.
I would endorse the go outside part, the go do something part. Part two, number two.
Number two, nibbling on our little snacks. That means that we're eating and enjoying eating. Starving yourself to be skinny for summer is out. Eating nourishing meals so you can make mischief and cause mayhem is in. That means we're eating pasta salad and potato salad at picnics and barbecues. We're having sandwiches at the beach. We're eating ice cream after dinner. We're eating and having fun eating.
I'm fine, good. There's something a little weird to me about the, like, presumptive authority to declare this is in, this is out, this is what we're doing. Now follow me, all my people rats. You know, like, that's, we're doing this thing.
These are influencers. That's what they do.
Yes, it's super creepy to imagine, you know, some 12-year-old girl, like, scrolling through TikTok comes across this video and thinks, tell me, leader, what to do.
Well, yeah,
yes,
and they're suggesting you eat nutritious meals and go outside.
And don't be worried about the weight, and don't be worried if you've got a little. I mean, all of these things are good. These are good, healthy messages compared to the typical.
Well,
you know,
the very, very which is great, and I wished I was very, very thin. But there's some that are like, oh, you don't want to eat, you want to do this, and
right.
You know, those influencers might not be great
might
for your self-esteem.
Healthy. Right,
right.
It doesn't all stay in the good category, though. Here's three.
Number three, we're killing the cringe. The part of you that feels embarrassed when you want to do certain things, kill it immediately and bury the body. That's over. Whatever your drive, your whimsy tells you that you want to do, follow that urge.
So speaking Freudianly for a moment, let the ego roam free. Worry too much about the superego. Don't worry too much. Or sorry, let the id roam free. Don't worry too much about the ego or the superego. Don't worry about morals and reason. Just let it all go. Enjoy your impulses.
That's not what they're saying.
Oh, yes, it is.
No. Yes. Oh, there must be more.
Yes. Yes, it actually is.
And number four, no overthinking. You think a rat thinks twice before stealing a slice of pizza and scurrying across a subway platform? No. We're going with our gut. We're going with our intuition. No overthinking. When you move with your gut, you usually make the right decision anyway. And if you don't, it makes for a better story. And with that, go forth and scurry with my blessing.
Turn off reason, turn off morals, just do. She's got some examples here in the story. I am a rat, boasted a fitness instructor, Delaney Kay from San Diego, in a video celebrating this. She says, I chugged a friend's liquor as well as five beers, stole candy from a convenience store. I vomited a little bit. My friend had to drag me into his bed. I am a rat. Another woman named Gemma Maya, this person from the UK, said that her friend, this gave her permission to be feral and drunkenly eat an open container of noodles that she'd left on the side of the road before hopping into an Uber and partying all night long. So, there are parts of this that I could endorse, the go outside, the be a little bit less concerned about what you're eating and, you know, enjoy food instead of being worried so much about the calories. And also, frankly, allow a little bit of room for impulse, allow a little bit of room for, you know, trying something new and being a little bit daring. Sure. But turning off the ethics and turning off the reason entirely and doing crazy rat-like things for the sake of being scurry pro, No. That's a great way to wind up in jail or wind up in other situations that you'd really rather not have happen to you. 8:17 on News Radio 92.3. So, I'm not on board with the Rat Girl Summer for the overall pieces and parts. Okay, Candy, you're angry.
I'm always angry at you, to be fair. But no, I don't think maybe they're just taking what she's saying, not literally. Like she didn't say go out and steal, go out and do this and go out and do that. But like, here's the confidence to go take a dance class.
That's
or
a
to go
good,
play
that'd be,
in the park.
I'd be rat
you know?
Pro on the dance class.
And rats are. Have you ever had a rat?
No.
As a pet? Okay. No. My
gerbils and hamsters.
Right, but the rats are smart animals. They're almost like cats and dogs. I had a roommate that was a vet tech in school, so she had a pet rat, which I took, and my aunt killed it. It's whatever. That's therapy. But rats are not the worst thing. I know they're known as vermin, and
I'm also not so sure that I want to tell the young girls of our society, go be more like the rat. That's something about that.
Yeah, versus the anorexic influencer
that
says, here, use all this makeup and dress like a morally casual lady.
I would
you know?
Agree.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Although
I think
in this case,
they
seem to be endorsing the other two. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Duality of man.
Time for how do you explain that, son? I don't know, sir. Duality of man. Time for traffic with Candy.
If that's in a movie, then I stole it from a person. I did not know that. If you have traffic tips, text them in at 437-1620. I'm not showing any accidents, but I am showing a big slowdown on I-10 eastbound. Past Milton, almost where you'd be over Harold in that area. It's not showing a stop, but just very slow on that area, I-10 eastbound in Milton and again in the Harold area. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy cars. And one of the advantages they have is just a large selection of good quality used cars. You know, again, cars that are 1, 2, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. But when you go, you know, if you ever try to shop for cars and, you know, you want to buy a sedan, let's say. And so you go to this dealership and you look at their sedan and you want to look at a different brand of sedan. Well, you got to go to a different dealership and then you go to a third and then a fourth. And by the time you get there, it's kind of like sometimes shopping for houses. Like, what was that first one like again? I don't remember. Well, when you go to Frontier, they're all there on the lot together. They've actually got like a truck area over there and they've got a car area over here. And you can compare literally side by side 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 different varieties of the same type of car and really decide what you like and, you know, play with the mirrors and play with the radio and fiddle with the seat and getting it. And you want to drive 1, 2, 3, 4 cars. You can do that without having to go all around town. And if you forget, you know, I don't remember really what that one was like. It's right there. Go back to it. Easy. Frontier Motors, great selection, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm getting pro-rat and anti-rat comments coming in about this this rat girl summer. I rats are smart. Rats make decisions. Go rats. And then also we got to thin the herd. rats are not anything that any young lady should emulate. I don't know.
Embrace the rodent energy.
Yeah, I'm not there. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Triple-digit weather in Texas bringing concerns about illegal immigrants that aren't equipped to handle it. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says his border district can be deadly when it's this hot and you don't have water.
You got people trying to evade detection, and that means more people ultimately dying because it's extremely hot outside.
He says the cartels have been stranding migrants as soon as they cross the border into Texas and near the El Paso border. Border Patrol's been putting out rescue beacons for immigrants to request help. President Biden headed to Illinois today. He's going to be delivering a major economic address in Chicago. And then the NHL draft happening tonight in Nashville. The Chicago Blackhawks hold the top overall selection. The Anaheim Ducks, Columbus Blue Jackets, San Jose Sharks, and Montreal Canadiens rounding out the top five selections.
I believe it's Canadiens.
It may be.
They're particular about that, eh? All right, David, thanks so much for the updates. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. I saw this, and it seemed like a huge piece of news. I was kind of surprised that I hadn't seen it anywhere else. But you know how we're into this name, image, and likeness compensation for athletes in college? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a protection for them to not have somebody else making money off them, but also a way for them to revenue stream. And, you know, it's kind of one of these, like, the new frontier of making money as a college athlete. Well, there's an app out, a new app that's been developed, and it basically allows you to the actual thing is you buy an NFT that is licensed by the athlete that you like, but you basically buy it from that athlete while you're watching the game in response to them making a great play. So what it really is you're paying them for doing well on the court. So somebody, you know, is playing in, for example, a basketball game, and they make a sweet dunk, and you're like, here's $20, and you get some little, you know, digital token for some what's it a jiggy that's never going to be worth anything whatsoever, but you own it, and that's how it becomes a transaction of something you buy. But then the money goes to the athlete because it's a digital what's a jiggy of them, which they own their name, image, and likeness. So you'd now be able to basically, you know, like, take an example that's painful to Alabama fans and, you know, triumphant to Auburn fans. You would have been able to send the kick returner for the kick six. Like, he could have just made a ton of money off of that one play. It would be kind of the idea. And so you can reward them anytime you want if you want to say, hey, good job, you know. See, to me, if that becomes a common thing, and I can imagine people getting into this. Certainly I can imagine gamblers, but certainly I can imagine people who are just fans and have the money to spend. It seems to me like this would change the nature of the games, because you would now have players that might view an assist as losing money, whereas scoring the goal themselves or running the ball or catching it or what, you know, whatever the play might be. Like, you know, if you're a baseball player, are you going to want to lay down a bunt sacrifice, or are you going to want to swing for the fences because you're going to make more money? I mean, all of that, like that whole how it could disrupt the incentive structure for college athletes to play their sports. I mean, my first thought was, oh, it's a good way for them to make money. My second thought is, like, what this could really mean. But it's certainly the kind of thing that, you know, I could see how people would get really into this. And you could be talking about an awful lot of money depending on the level of the fan base and all of that. 826 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic for you.
See, I think we should tip fast food workers.
Do you?
Because they need it, man. They put up with me. And people and other people, you know, but we're watching and it's not showing an accident. I don't know if it's construction, but I-10, and this is eastbound. And then again, past 87, it looks like the Herald area, but there's not an exit for it, but just very, very, very slow in that area on I-10 eastbound. And that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You heard the news, of course. I assume you've heard that Ryan Seacrest is taking over for Pat Sajak, but Vanna is still going to turn the letters for now. Although apparently she's in some kind of a dispute over the pay gap, perceived or real, whatever. So we'll see how all this works out. Meanwhile, I found two odd little stories yesterday about Harrison Ford. That just, I mean, both of them I found surprising. The first one is, did you know he was in E.T.? He was originally supposed to be in E.T. He played the teacher who was lecturing Elliot and their friends about the dangers of drinking alcohol in class. And then, of course, you have that scene where E.T. kind of gets inebriated and lifts things and acts kind of weird. He was not going to be, like, his face was, you know, he was turned back to the class, like, face to the blackboard, and you could hear his voice. Well, they took the scene out because it didn't facilitate the movie. And, you know, there's always stuff that goes on the cutting room floor because you're always trying to get it down to time and tighten the plot and make sure that everything reinforces the narrative, whatever it happens to be. So Harrison Ford got cut from E.T., a movie that made almost $800 million worldwide. Also, side note, I didn't know this, but the woman who was the scriptwriter for that was Melissa Matheson, and that's Ford's ex-wife. None really. He wasn't married to her yet. E.T. came out in 82, and they didn't get married till 83, so it was after that.
Oh, but maybe they met on set.
No, I know. That's possible.
That's
entirely
so
possible. And, of course, he's, you know, been divorced twice. He's now married to Calista Flockhart since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So Harrison Ford and Ally McBeal. And, yes, he's 80. She's 58, just in case you were wondering. Yeah, there's a
she's
pretty...
She's 58?
Oh, yeah. There's a pretty big gap there. The other story that
he's
I...
He's 80?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just, wow,
sorry.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's not young. So the other story that I thought was kind of fascinating is the Indiana Jones role, which, of course, you think of as obviously, iconically, Harrison Ford. He wasn't the first pick. George Lucas had worked with him on Star Wars and, didn't want to become, like, typecast as a director-actor combo. Like, he was concerned about being perceived as Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro. And you know how there's certain directors always like to work with these actors, you know, and you see a lot of their movies together.
Like Johnny Depp and Tim Burton.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Didn't want to be like that. So, but they wound up going with Harrison Ford. He basically talked him into going to meet Steven Spielberg and persuade him to give him the role because the original person that they wanted for the role was not available. Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones. You can see it, right?
Indiana PI.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
I could
like
totally
he'd be wearing
see it.
Instead
yeah,
of wearing the fedora,
the,
he'd be wearing
yeah.
a Detroit Tigers hat. But, yeah. You know, I'm not sure about how much I match Tom Selleck up with leather, but whatever. So
that's one of us.
He was the He was the original pick, but he was under consideration. They had made like a pilot, I guess, for this TV show that, you know, he might get picked up, might get turned into a thing. So there was scheduling conflict. The TV show Magnum PI, you might have heard of it. So and in fact, when the network heard that he was being sought after for the role, they basically, I guess, greenlit the project because they didn't want to lose it and didn't want to lose him. So Tom Selleck could have been Indiana Jones, and instead we get Harrison Ford, the also-ran, who I think did okay in the role.
Just, I think
you know,
he did. Yeah, no time for love, Dr. Selleck.
You know, the one difference, no mustache, right? You know, so there you go. Oh. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
Well,
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An IRS agent accused... who's accusing the Justice Department of interfering in the Hunter Biden tax fraud investigation, says his team was prevented from expanding the case. Gary Shapley tells CBS News.
There were certain investigative steps we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take them?
We needed to take them.
And you weren't allowed to take them?
That's correct.
The president has denied having anything to do with his son's business deals. Official ages are changing in South Korea. People there used to be considered born age one, adding a year every January 1st, not their birthday.
A new law now in force means people have to use the international standard. Choi Hyun-ji was expecting to turn 30 next year. She says she's thrilled she'll get two more years in her 20s.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says a third suspect is now in custody in connection with last week's fatal shooting in Pace. 20-year-old Tigerius Malone is now charged with first-degree murder for the death of 24-year-old Joseph Lieb. Two other suspects were arrested last week, Marcus Dickinson and Jacoby James. James was charged with first-degree murder, Dickinson facing a second-degree murder charge in this case. Sheriff Bob Johnson says that shooting happened during a robbery attempt. Lieb died after being shot trying to drive away from that scene at Wallace Lake Road. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office this week confirming the man who drowned yesterday in Destin was former Arkansas and NFL quarterback Ryan Mallett. A group of people were at a beach there off of 775 Gulf Shore Drive. They say the group was at the second sandbar and struggling to get back to shore. A man in that group, now identified as Ryan Mallett, went under the water, wasn't breathing when he was pulled out. Mallett played at the University of Arkansas from 2004 to 2006, then had an NFL career that included stints with the Patriots, Texans, and the Ravens. Triumph Gulf Coast giving a boost to UWF's desire to expand the College of Health.
We are very excited about the potential for Triumph to help us with healthcare and workforce needs in our regional area. We have brought some additional value, we think, to this proposal as we are now planning on expanding nursing programs out to our Emerald Coast campus, which would engage a different area of the panhandle in this particular proposal.
That's Dr. David Billar, the Dean of College Health. Triumph committing $6.7 million over the next 8 years, and that's about 40% of the total project cost. UWF will be renovating and expanding its nursing facilities at both the Pensacola and Emerald Coast campuses. Last week's donut strike paid off big for Mana Food Pantries. They've announced that the food and money donations from last week were enough to furnish 30,750 healthy meals for families here around the area. Since 2017, that event has been enough to get 160,000 healthy meals for children and families across the area. The CDC warning that malaria is now spreading in the United States for the first time in decades. Physicians say the disease is not contagious in and of itself, but it's spread through mosquitoes.
Physicians are not going to be thinking about malaria in someone who has not traveled. If the fevers persist and if they can't find another cause, it should be considered.
And that is Dr. Fatini Sinise with John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. The symptoms for malaria can include fevers, chills, a headache, and fatigue. The latest U.S. patients that contracted the disease are still recovering. The CDC now urging everybody from physicians all the way to the general public to pay attention. Four cases reported in Sarasota County and one in Texas. Jury deliberations continuing today for the former school resource officer Scott Peterson, who's on trial for child neglect for allegedly not responding to the deadly school shooting in Parkland 5 years ago. Prosecutors say he refused to enter Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School to protect students and teachers when those shots rang out. Peterson's lawyers say he couldn't determine where the shots were coming from. Deliberations started on Monday of this week. It's 8:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Not much right now. This is brought to you by the good folks from Mattress Firm. And at Mattress Firm's July 4th sale, it's here. You can stop in today to have a sleep expert find you the right bed, the right price. Save up to 60% on top brands until Tuesday with Queen starting at $169.99. So we take a look around. The good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns. I-10 East, okay, is a... This is the one slowdown I see, and it's I-10 eastbound, and it is construction. And thank you so much for texting that in. And it's over in Milton, but like over where the Herald area would be, and that's not an accident or anything, but just very, very slow on that one section of I-10 eastbound. Other than that, good to go. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Very hot and humid today with a high near 94 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, very warm with the temperatures overnight dropping near 77. Hot, humid weather continues for your Thursday, high near 96, 10% chance of rain. Low Thursday night near 80 degrees. We're going to stay warm as we head into the weekend with rain chance staying low 10 to 20%. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 87 degrees, feels like 100. In Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 83 in Milton.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Your money now. The market opening down this morning. The Dow down 108, 98 at 33, 8, 1776. The S&P down 1358 at 43, 64, 83. And the NASDAQ down 2605 at 13, 529, 63. Our bond rate today down slightly, 3.74%. Gold prices are also down at $1,916.70. Silver prices at $22.76. President Joe Biden headed to Illinois today. He'll be in Chicago delivering a major address on the U.S. economy. He's also set to attend fundraisers for campaigns. Meta rolling out a new parental supervision tool for Instagram, Facebook, and Messenger. Parents will now be able to see how much time their teen spends on Messenger and view updates to their contacts list. They'll also be able to control who can send the teen a message on the app. And the deadline for Hollywood actors and studios to get a deal done is approaching quickly. SAG-AFTRA's contract with studios expires this week on Friday. Over the weekend, union members said negotiations had been productive. An actor strike would come as the industry's already facing production delays because of the writer's strike, which is now in its ninth week. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I've got a pet-related question for us today.
Oh, cool.
Okay, a pet-related question for us today. Now, Candy, you are all cats, or are you
all cats.
Mostly cats and some dogs?
I had dogs, but I've rehomed them. But we
okay.
have cats, yeah.
Okay, all right.
A lot of cats.
So the question is, 437-1620, I suppose it could apply to cats as well. But
you
we're going to... do you allow your dogs or your cats mm-hmm. on the furniture? Do you allow your dogs or your cats in the bed? So... let's call it category A is pets belong on the floor. Okay. Category B would be pets can be on the floor or the chair, the couch. Category C would be pets can go wherever they want to go, and that includes the bed. That would be category C. So which category? I assume you're category C.
You know I'm category C. I've always been category C. Every pet I've ever had, including, yes, my rat when I was in college. Like, yeah, I'm not going to focus on that. But yeah, I even have special furniture. I know, I'll bring it up later. But I even have furniture specifically, although we don't have any because the cats have gone to the bathroom on it, but I have bought little tiny cat couches that they don't go to the bathroom on.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My whole house is cat.
Wow.
I've had like one.
I have to come to your house sometime.
You should come over. The house is clean now. And take a guitar with you and a cat.
Declutter.
Declutter me. Yeah, we have a lot of music equipment and stuff. But yeah, no, they can just go anywhere they want. We even have boxes stacked up because it's.
Now, are you. You have some cats that are only indoors, or all your cats, you know, indoor,
all of our
outdoor?
Cats are indoor, outdoor. They're all fixed.
So they're going inside, they're going outside, they're hunting, they're catching, they're clawing, and then they're coming
not
back
hunting
in.
Hunting or catching,
as far as you
all
know.
Fat, right?
And then, but they're bringing that back into the bed.
My cats are super
4, 3, 7.
Oh, okay, so I'm.
I'm just asking.
Oh, anybody's surprised that I'm the dirty pig of the station? I mean, come on.
4, 3, 7, like 16, 20. So in our house.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then don't come over.
Okay, fair enough. I won't come over to your bed.
No, you won't. I know that would be weird.
That's the answer.
Here, come sit down. No. Nope.
I personally have no problem with the dog being in the bed. That seems like a fine thing to me.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like it, so we don't do dogs in the bed.
Oh.
But we do, and she was kind of marginal with dogs on the couch, but our two dogs are little tiny Australian Shepherds, mom and daughter, and they are, daughter is like 100% the parkour dog, so she is up onto everything she can get up and onto, and taking away the couch would be a form of punishment. So we are category B. We are category B. 437-1620, 437-1620. When I was thinking about it, like for dogs, I was thinking like for dogs, you could decide where they go. I always tend to think that for cats, they're going to go where they're going to go. I mean, you can either have cats and they go everywhere, or you don't have cats. There's no, like, train them not to go on the bed kind of option is what I was thinking. 437-1620. Let's see. Furniture, yes. Bed, absolutely not. And never in my shower.
We would never have made it as a couple.
Interesting addendum. I wasn't thinking too much about that. Yes, on furniture, only during a thunderstorm on the bed. Okay, so there you make an accommodation because, you know, the thunder or the fireworks can be so scary to the dogs. 437-1620. Somebody here says, cats on all the furniture. They own it, don't they? I think that's probably accurate. Somebody here says, a better question is whether the cats... There you go. Better question is whether the cats allow me on the furniture. It's their house after all. I like that.
Yeah, sometimes they let me on my own bed.
Exactly. But you do have to ask. I mean, you know, you have to ask. And they'll give you that look.
Yep.
Do you really want to risk it? Somebody here says, my cats will go everywhere anyway, so what's the point of trying to stop them? Somebody here says, same person. My indoor and my outdoor... Let's see. My indoor are only indoor, and they have a patio as their outside. Okay, so, and I sometimes think about that, like, I don't think too long about things like, I take my shoes off. We are barefoot or sock people inside the house. We don't do, you know, shoes around the house. But just as a, like, to make you think about this a little bit, most people, I assume, if I'm wrong, tell me, would... If they wear shoes in the house, would find it horrifying to put your shoes up on the couch that you've been wearing outside, and would certainly think it's horrifying to put the shoes up on the bed that you've been wearing outside. But the dogs and the cats that run around outside and do the stuff they do go on the bed and on the couch, no problem. I'm just asking you to consider. I mean, again, I wouldn't put my shoes up on the couch, but I allow the dogs up on the couch, so I have inconsistency too. 437-1620. Pets are everywhere, but kitchen counters or tables around the house. That's why I don't like cats, is frankly, because I don't want them up on the kitchen table.
Oh, my God. My cats
counter.
Are the worst. They own the counter.
Because that's for whatever. Everywhere that you don't want it to be.
This is why I order in, like, all the time. So I can eat and they can eat. But I do spend a lot of my time cleaning.
Somebody says, no, I don't allow, but sometimes we don't have a choice, and they've texted me a picture of their Great Dane watching from the couch, which is watching TV from the couch, which is awesome. That's great. The dog is allowed in the bed, but not in the bed. You see the picture of the Great Dane?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wow, do you ride that to work?
Good
what
Lord,
is
I know. That's pulling the whole house when it tows.
Love your decorating, though. That's awesome.
Somebody says the dog is allowed on the bed, but not like underneath the covers, I guess, not in the sleeping, like at the foot of the bed is where they're allowed. Not to, you know, really full.
Not
full
me. I have
cuddle.
Spoon and cats.
And that's right.
Love it.
437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
They don't love it. As we take a look, very, very slow and partially a stop on I-10 eastbound and again in the Harold Milton area. And there's not an exit for it. And a lot of people have texted in. And thank you so much for doing so. It's road construction this morning. So careful there, I-10 eastbound. And again, that's like when you get to Harold Milton as you're headed towards Crestview. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling your home, Christina Leavenworth is just, I mean, she's fantastic at this. Her folks at Leavenworth Realty, they really do wonders. And like, to me, it's the expertise of having sold just last year. I mean, this is not total. This is just last year, like 230 homes. And what that means is that she's super familiar with every step of the process. You know how when you do something once in a while, you might be okay at it. When you do it a fair bit, you get pretty good at it. When you do something 230 times in a year, like selling homes, I mean, like, you're an expert. You know it cold. And the value of that is things like you're thinking about whether you should repaint the kitchen to improve the value of your house. She'll tell you. She'll know the answer, and she'll tell you what color is the best one to paint it. Like, you're thinking about whether to take out a tree or a shrub in order to make your house more valuable, and she'll say, no, leave that one, change that one. Like, that's the kind of stuff, like, her expertise. You won't wonder after the fact whether you could have gotten a better deal on your home or on the home you're buying, because you'll know you got the absolute best from the absolute best. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 p.m. and are presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The best spots to watch will be from Bayfront Parkway, Plaza de Luna, or Community Maritime Park for the Symphony. Don't miss the Pensacola Symphony and their free Sparks and Stars performance starting at 7 p.m. presented by Peter Mouget. Bring your radio. The fireworks will be synchronized to the music on Cat Country 98.7. Thanks to Peyton Heating and Air. The countdown gets started at 9, live on Cat Country 98.7.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Thank you.
urge the board to carefully consider providing the entire community with a transparent process for reviewing contested books, including minutes and/or video records. Additionally, I propose setting a limit on the number of active reconsiderations one person can file, preventing undue influence, monopoly, and distortion of the educational environment.
Well, I am all in favor of having a transparent process, eh? 8:51 here on News Radio 92. I'm having fun. She seems like a really sweet lady, actually. This was Dr. Elena Porsakansky, who's the mom of two in the Santa Rosa County school system, and was talking about the various issues surrounding books and the control of the information in books in the Santa Rosa County schools. Of course, having this issue all across Florida now, but locally as well. Although Santa Rosa, they haven't really had the public fiasco circus trial of these books like Escambia has had, where we spend hours and hours and hours yelling at each other about which books should and shouldn't be available to the broader student population or a limited student population, because they say the process starts at the local level and they've resolved all of the complaints at the local level. Now, I actually kind of agree with one thing here, which is more transparency is good, of course. Also, it'd be nice to have like a list of books that have been challenged and then what the disposition of that challenge was, because you might think like, I'm concerned about this book and you want to know whether the school has heard a complaint about that one or not. The other thing is only one challenge by any given person. Maybe limiting the challenge. I think she said just limit it. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to challenge 100 books for one person. That is disproportionate power. Plus the cost that imposes upon the school district in order to handle those complaints. That is, honestly, that's pretty ridiculous.
Furthermore, implementing a fee for the time and resources associated with the review process will ensure fair distribution of costs and prevent exploitation for personal agendas.
Kind of like information requests. You know, they can charge you if it's too big a request. I don't know that you should be charging people, but somebody does have to pay, and the money doesn't come from the state who allow it. So I'm not sure you should be charging the citizens for objecting to a book. Maybe like your first two are free. I don't know. Maybe that would be a way to, you know, solve both of those problems. Like, you know, your first couple are free and then after that you have to pay. And that would limit the number of rampant multiple books being challenged.
While the current policies safeguard our rights as parents to determine our children's access based on their needs, it should never be another parent's choice to decide what my child reads. Each attempt to ban a book under the guise of parental rights directly attacks everyone's constitutionally protected right to choose their reading material freely.
Again, we have rules about obscenity and indecency and pornography, and kids are not allowed. No kids are allowed to consume that material. Even if your parenting style thinks that it's okay for them, that's not supposed to happen. So that's kind of the line we're talking about, is where is that line? But I sympathize, again, as an advocate of parental rights, that, you know, generally speaking, you want to defer to the parents. But at the same time, you know, making something that's available to your kids opted in versus all kids without regard to what parents want and then against a parent's desires. And, of course, parents can currently limit what their kids have access to, right? That is already possible. That's been possible for years. It's just the question of what's going to be available to everybody. Now, here's the one, and I just found her comments kind of interesting. That's why I wanted to feature her a little bit. This is one where I'm going to disagree with her pretty vehemently, but you'll hear first.
Throughout history, banning books has never been the act of the good guys. Moms for Liberty are not the good guys. The Southern Poverty Law Center has recently listed their organization as extremist, alongside the Proud Boys and Patriot Front.
All right, two things worth saying here. Number one is I don't consider the SPLC a great source of unbiased, even-handed assessment of whether somebody is or is not dangerous. I am sure that if the SPLC ever became aware of my existence, they'd probably label me a terrorist hate group or something like that, because, you know, I don't fit their very narrow, very liberal agenda. So, and now, they do also identify real organizations that are problematic, but they over-include. That's the problem with the SPLC. They are very, very left. They've done good work in the past. Don't get me wrong. I just think that's where they are today. The other one, the first comment she made is that you never have the good guys in history are banning books. Again, depends what you're talking about. I don't know. You know, she may not be religious, but there actually is a story in the book of Acts where, you know, the sorcerers and the diviners all disavowed their spiritual evil, and they all came together and burned all their books. Now, granted, that was a voluntary self-act of policing rather than an outside enforced. I understand the distinction. It's an important one. But, you know, something on the Bible says 50,000 pieces of silver, somewhere in the order of about $6 million today. So it's a pretty big book burning. Okay. And when you're talking about books that are genuinely evil, and there genuinely are evil books, don't tell me there can't be. I mean, if there are evil people that write, then that book can be an evil book, right? You understand that there are good people write good books and mediocre people write mediocre books, and sometimes they get outside of their territory. But certainly there are evil books. And certainly there is obscenity and indecency in books. And the question is, should children have access to evil books? Would you limit their access to evil people? I think we all would. Would you limit their access to books which are people at a distance? Again, you know, yes. Does that mean that all books that somebody objects to ought to be limited? Well, no. But this concept of no book restrictions whatsoever or all book restrictions that anybody wants, well, neither of those extremes is right. The question is, what about this book in this circumstance for that age kid? Those are the right questions. 856 on News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic for you.
I'm just saying there's a world of difference between Judy Blume and, like, Necronomicon, or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no, agreed.
Like, oh, my gosh. It's just frustrating.
Absolutely agreed. And there are books that have been, you know, banned or proposed to be banned that I've been horrified to see them proposed. And there are other books that get proposed to be banned. I'm like, yeah, that book should definitely not be in the school library.
But probably. You remember that Seinfeld episode? Was it Tropic of Cancer that he borrowed? He didn't bring back. As we take a look at our roads, I-10 eastbound, and this is past 87 in Milton, and it's really over the Herald area, although there's no exit from Herald, say, to get on I-10. But there is road construction in that area, heavy, heavy road construction. I am showing just stops, slowdowns. It's going to take you a while to get through that area. And that's it right now. Hey, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. It's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks him out. 437-1620 for traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to make sure that you pick up the phone. You're going to get good products, good service, a money guarantee, you know, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. That's what they specialize in. And, of course, we are into storm season. We've already had, you know, people had power outages because of big rain, straight line winds, and or tornadoes, right? And we saw that happen. And so you can get your power off even if you're not in a hurricane. And, of course, when hurricanes come, that's an extra layer of problem. $1,000 off Briggs & Stratton whole home generators right now from Peden. $1,000 off. So now's the time to look into that. Also, free sewer camera inspections, $250 off repairs if they need to be done. They are hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they are, of course, now serving Baldwin County. That's something they recently expanded to. So whatever the work that you need done, AC work, heating, electrical, plumbing, call Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Future news. I would totally classify you as a hate group.
No, yeah, I mean, I definitely am. I mean, just the only question of whether I'm a hate group is whether one is a group. I mean, you know, it's a solo act, so. You'd be lumped into that, though, you know, enabler.
That's the struggle. Duality of man.
That's right.
Well, man.
Will there be changes to the flag system so that we all have beach flags on the same system across the state of Florida?
Please, God.
That really makes sense. I don't know which system you pick, but pick a system and let's go with it. Ryan Seacrest, successful at Wheel of Fortune, let's say 5 years from now?
No.
No, I don't think he'll be there 5 years from now.